And with me is Tracy Richards. She is with the Superior National Forest, and she's here to out of Ely talk about fire and fire restrictions, because they are going to go on, and to bring us up to date a little bit on what's going on with the Knife Lake fire. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, not at all, Tracy. What's up?
Well, as an update for the Knife Lake burn, the Knife Lake area fire, it is considered 60% contained as of 7 o'clock last night. The operations that they did during the day yesterday were very successful. They do consider having the perimeter wrapped, which means they've got the shoreline and all the portages, a good line around the entire fire to keep it within its area.
Mm-hmm.
They will be flying this morning just to check on the status of if there's any other areas that they could work on yet today, and then they will just continue with the full suppression mode.
Now, as I understand it, they've been backfiring from sort of the lakeshore up, and the fire is coming down. These are really steep cliffs, and
right.
The reason for that was basically firefighter safety, for one thing, right?
Right. We didn't want to put firefighters in harm's way. Mm-hmm.
So there's material there that's going to burn between the two, backfire and the main fire. That could create a little more smoke.
Yep, and that's what they were working on yesterday. We think that today now, with the way the winds are and that the majority of that is getting squared away, that there won't be the smoke issues like there may have been in the last couple of days.
Yeah, because if you look at the map, Knife Lake is pretty close to the Seagull, Saginaw area.
Right.
People, a lot of cabins.
Right.
Well, as I understand it, we're going to have a fire restriction put on.
Right. Starting midnight tonight. Which means beginning on Friday, Friday morning up until 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. No fires are allowed. You can have fires only between 7 and midnight starting after tonight.
Okay.
And just in general, with it being a busy holiday weekend, when you're done with those fires at night, just to be sure that they are definitely totally out, so that there's nothing that could pop up the next day.
Yeah, and if you're if you're camping out of the Boundary Waters, you're on a lake. There's plenty of water there.
Enough to put it out, definitely.
Right.
And stir it up well with a stick and just make sure the coals are cold.
So you can use, you can have a campfire, but it should be after 7 p.m.
Right, and, only between the hours of 7 and midnight.
And midnight,
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we haven't gotten to the point where we're restricting the fire.
No, not a full restriction,
okay.
No.
And are you kind of monitoring this as we go? So in case situation we don't get the rain that we're supposed to get, that may change, but
we are always looking at the current conditions and what's going to be coming up in the forecast, and mm-hmm. those kinds of things are always taken into consideration.
Okay. I noticed that there were two other little fires. I guess a Disappointment Lake fire is considered out,
right?
And what was the interesting name of, what was it, sedative?
Well, Sedative Lake.
Sedative
right.
Lake. Mm-hmm. Okay. I find that interesting, the name. That was just a little thing.
That was, right.
It's just
mm-hmm.
kind of like a couple of trees.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like.
Yeah. Now, these are, what, lightning strikes?
The majority would be lightning strikes with those storms that we did have go through in the last week or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It takes a little while for it to move around in the duff and then to put up smoke sometimes.
Okay. And we've got fixed wing aircraft.
Right, yep.
And the water bombers out or not yet?
I have not heard about that. I know the De Havilland Beavers out of Ely are working on the fire.
Okay, good enough. Well, Tracy Richards is from the Superior National Forest down here from Ely to tell us all about, brings up today on the fire situation. Thank you for taking time to come down and talk about it.
All right, thank you very much.
Lots of interest here as we get into the Labor Day holiday weekend, and hopefully folks will be take the care that you suggest by putting that fire out and making very sure. If you can put your hand in it, you're probably okay, right?
Right, yep. Coals should be cold.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Tracy.
All right, thank you.